I have to tell you, this is a work in progress, this particular seminar, the notes, because I've been working at this pretty hard, and it's not for a counselee. Well, I'm kind of counseling myself, I guess. It's more about my own life and working in areas of my own life, and I think even for a counselor. I mean, no one's arrived. No one's yet glorified, at least here on this earth. So it's just an area of, I'm going to be kind of walking through the notes, but trying to bring you along as I've been coming along to be less and less of me, more and more of Christ in other people. Every day, more today than yesterday, more tomorrow than today. And if some of you are so much further along, may you excel still more, is what the scripture teaches. But as you know, this is a generation, the me generation, and it is in your face too. I mean, this is all entitlement. Everyone's into their selfies, and it's all about them. I was reading an article here on this particular generation now, and they said they've looked back even over the span of 3 decades, and they've seen the lyrics of songs change. The lyrics have changed from we and us to I and me. And they said it's pretty noticeable. And it is. It's just all into oneself. The age of narcissism, as one magazine called it. And I was just looking up narcissism, and they call it a disorder. And I read this, and they go, how many people suffer from narcissistic personality disorder? How many would you think that they've come up with? We go 100%, or at least 99.9%. They put, luckily, only around 1% of the entire population. 1%. I go, where are they at? And here are some of the symptoms. Does not react well to criticism. They have trouble in relationships because it's always two in love with one. They dream about being more powerful and more successful. They manipulate others to get what they want. They're jealous. They seem aloof. They're obsessed with themselves. Just 1% of our population. Aren't we really thankful for that? They have bouts of being angry, easily hurt, feel rejected. Those are just symptoms and signs. And a lot of you women know this already, but it says, patients with this disorder are typically male. I knew you ladies already knew that it's a male thing. But I just couldn't believe when I saw 1%. I mean, it's so bad, this whole me thing, that I saw on May 4th this past year over in Israel. There was a guy living in Haifa, an Israeli, who petitioned the magistrate's court for a restraining order against God. It's true. It was in the Times of Israel. So he petitioned the court for a restraining order. The guy said that God, over the past 3 years, God has exhibited a seriously negative attitude toward him. The judge threw it out, denied the request, said it was ludicrous, and said the applicant needed help, not from the court, but from other sources. But they couldn't tell because God didn't show up for the session. But they couldn't determine whether it was the omnipresent one was not in fact really there or just merely exercised his right to remain silent. But it is bad. It is bad. And I want to just begin because I want to kind of get into one section that I've just been spending probably the last couple months in. Just really thinking through, reading quite a bit from some spiritual giants of long ago in the 1600s with some of the Puritans. But before the fall, I mean, we're talking about selfishness. Think about this. Before the fall, there was none. Genesis 1 and 2 with Adam and Eve. No selfishness. How long did that last? He was born and married on the same day. Adam went to sleep single, woke up married. All on one day. Probably at the most a month. She wasn't pregnant, and her body was working. I mean, they were obedient. Their bodies worked perfectly, and she wasn't pregnant. So it's probably a very short amount of time. But let's just say it's 2-3 weeks of pure selflessness. Do you realize, ladies, that Eve never had to pick up any of Adam's clothes? And Eve was never late, didn't drive Adam crazy, was never late because there was no meeting to go to. Think about what that had to be like for a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, of selflessness, of caring for each other, not having a selfish thought. And then Adam lived 930 years after the fall. And remembered those few weeks. And I imagine they had some good discussions. Can you just be like you were in the first couple of weeks? But after the fall, Genesis 3, now it's I love me. And you love me, right? I love me and I want you to love me. And this is something we all have to deal with every single day of what I want and what I think versus what God says and what God wants. I mean, this is just an internal battle, the spirit and the flesh warring against each other. But Genesis 3, that we see the results very quickly. And the temptation there is interesting on the area of selfishness because Eve and Adam, I mean, Adam being the federal head there, it goes wrong. You derail as soon as you think to yourself, God says and God wants, but I think and I want. Right there you derail. And that's what happened to them. And every temptation that we face is an attack on God's character and an appeal to our flesh. Every temptation is going to attack God's character. It's an assault on him that he's not wise, he's not good. I mean, there's the doubt. If God were good, you'd have all the trees to eat. Why would God withhold one from you? So it's that kind of thing. There's always an attack, an assault on God's character, and an appeal to our sinful flesh, right? Or at least to Adam and Eve was an appeal to them. But to us, we know with the sinful flesh, that's very enticing, as James 1 says. Selfishness. I gave you Webster's dictionary definition of selfishness, and then I'll give you a theological dictionary definition. But selfishness, concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself, seeking or concentrating on one's own advantage, pleasure, or well-being without regard for others. And we're familiar with this. Now, sometimes we're counseling individuals who seem to be struggling with what we're struggling with, just selfishness, but on steroids. I mean, it's just off the chart on how selfish they are. But we're familiar with this, thinking more about ourselves than of what God wants or what others might wish. This is the New Testament, International Dictionary of New Testament Theology. It is the sinful flesh that we deal with, the inward enemy. They just summed it up by saying it's the outlook oriented towards the self, that which pursues its own ends in self-sufficient independence of God. I want you to think, it's self-oriented and you don't want God in the picture. You follow that? That's at the heart of sin. It's the heart of selfishness. Is I want It's about me, and I'm